the region of the country. Other consultants mentioned the same observation. Adults functioning in a world needing clear, concise communication were seeking a brief, business-oriented, review-focused guideline. They needed a quick fix, not complicated theory and volumes of rules.
Well, I think it's safe to say that we can get away with fracturing more rules of grammar when we speak than when we write. After all, in a conversation, my smile or frown or gesture can add quite a bit. Now, a pause can heighten dramatic impact. An increase in volume or change of pace can single out an idea as being important, worth noting. And when I watch a speaker, his or her body language can tell me quite a bit, too.
But the way we speak is not necessarily the way we write. Prepositions, for example, are not usually correct at the end of a written sentence. But in spoken language, I'll often say something like, "That's the idea I came up with." I may even write it in informal memos. Another good example. If you knocked at my door, Mel, and I ask, "Who's there?" how would you answer?
"Oh, it's me, Mel."
But that's incorrect. Oh, I mean, it is you, but the proper English is, "It is I." Yet not many people, including me, always use that phraseology in everyday conversation.
You know, I'll admit something to you, Margaret. I've always fouled up on semicolons. I'm not 100% sure when to use them. When I'm speaking, of course, it doesn't matter. When I'm writing, though...
Perhaps the analogy we'll discuss later will help, Mel. And you may want to spend more time on Lesson 8 than on some other topics, where a brief review will reassure you that you don't need complete relearning.
Margaret, I have to admit I cheated just a little. I looked at the practice exercises for the first two lessons. I have trouble believing that I had one wrong on Lesson 1, agreement of subject and verb. I thought I knew that. You know, that annoys me enough that I'm going to review that section carefully.
And that makes sense. And if it makes you feel any better, many people make mistakes in that area of grammar, even though it seems basic.
I have a question, probably the first of many. What is the difference between the predicate and the verb? You seem to use them interchangeably.
I hope all your questions are so valuable, Mel. A complete predicate is the part of the sentence that says something about the subject. Being complete, it may include modifiers like adjectives and adverbs, clauses and phrases. The same is true of subjects. The complete subject includes all the descriptive words.
How's this for an example? The bright red racing car streaked excitingly past the stunned judges still standing on the track.
Oh, thank you. The simple subject is car. Bright, red, and racing describe or identify the car. Streaked tells what the car did, is the simple verb or predicate. The rest of the sentence tells the details of how it felt and where it happened. In long sentences, the complete predicate may be quite complicated, but within that complete predicate is a word or words that form the heart, the essential part. This heart is called the simple predicate or the verb.
Then for this simple program of review, you stick to the simple predicate?
Precisely. And the same is true of the subject. For simplicity, we're dealing only with the simple subject and the simple predicate. Some grammar texts call them the essential subject and predicate because they determine the construction of the rest of the sentence. We usually have to decide the subject before we know how to write the sentence.
I think it might be a good idea if you explained how simple or complex grammar can be, depending upon the details you want to know. And in line with what you were just saying, explain why board of directors takes a singular verb.
The word board, of course, is singular. And the words of directors is a prepositional phrase modifying the noun board.
Ouch, that's the kind of thing I'd rather not be burdened with.
You don't have to be. All you need to know is that board is singular and requires a singular verb. Here's another example from Lesson 1. Which is correct? The selection of topics depend or depends on the reader's knowledge.
Well, the key word is selection, and that's singular, so the verb is depends. But I do have a question about another example in Lesson 1.
You who are listening may want to open your books to Lesson 1 under the heading Instruction for Compound Nouns. Now, back to your question, Mel.
The example reads, either board members or the president has the power to sign. In other words, either is singular, so